Say English.
After years of anticipation, the greatest show on earth has ended. The London 2012 Olympic Games have come and gone, and the city must begin to return to what life was like before the 2 weeks of intense sport. Any Londoner could scarcely avoid the build-up to the Games, which had gathered momentum steadily since the announcement in 2005 that the capital would hold the prestigious title of host Olympic City. Many people were sceptical before the Games about whether the promises could be delivered, but as soon as the countdown clock reached zero, Londoners were treated to an awesome display of sporting prowess in some stunning venues. The breathtaking Olympic Park was the location for countless sports, including athletics and swimming, with visitors commenting on the beauty of the building's designs as well as the excitement of the events. BBC Learning English producer Jennifer visited the park to see the athletics. "It was really out of this world. I was looking forward to seeing some of my sporting heroes, such as Usain Bolt, but the actual experience of the Olympics really surpassed my expectations. The crowds were incredibly supportive, and the athletes were so sporting, even when they lost. The Games have certainly turned up some unforgettable moments. Whether it was the spectacular opening ceremony, Usain Bolt's world record-breaking consecutive wins, or Team GB picking up more gold medals than in any time in recent history, it's been an amazing time to live in London. Colourful bunting and flags have adorned shops and streets. Visitors have been kitted out in support of their favourite teams, and even the English weather was kind to the spectators, helping to create a real once-in-a-lifetime experience. London has been buzzing with talk of sport, celebration, achievement and success. But just as our passion for sport was reaching fever pitch, the time came for the closing ceremony, a celebration of a fortnight of sport and human achievement. Although the Olympic torch has been extinguished here and will be lit in Rio in 2016, hundreds of thousands of Londoners will still feel its glow for many years to come.
Takeaway English from bbcukchina.com.